fourth parak of Shkolim, Mishnah Aleph. Atshuma maha yu'aisim bo. What was done with the Shumas Lishka? Lokim bo, midim, musafim v'nitzveim, the karbonis, the daily karbonis, the musafim for yamatoivim, the wine offerings, oimesh te'alechim lechaponim, these are meal offerings, and oimer was Pesach time to permit the new grains for Beitich, and Lechem Hashavuos time to permit the menachos from new grains, Lechem Hapanim with every Shabbos, Kol Kabanas HaTzibur, and the other Kabanas HaTzibur. Shoymei Tzvichem HaShviyot Mechem Tzvam Mishvum HaTzalishka. They had special people to watch over grain that grew on Shemitah, so that they should be able to use it for Kabanas, and there was also they were paid from the Tzvam HaTzalishka. Rabbi Yosef Yomer, Avar Reitem Isnadev Shrei Mechinam. The president wants to watch over that which is grown on Shemitah for the Karbonis, can do so for free. According to what you're saying, that you also are moider, that these components have to come only from the Tzibur. And they were wanted to shut them over here. The question is, well, who cares? The Karbonis is coming from the Tzibur, this guy's watching free. Saying that the one watches over it, this is talking about in Shemitah where the produce is watching his hefker, by the fact that he's watching over it, he's going to be zeicha and these grains can become his. And then if he's doing it for himself, the concern that he will not be given over to the tzibur properly. Yeah. Whereas Rabbi Yosi holds that even if it does belong to him, he'll give it over to the tzibur and then he'll use it as a common tzibur.